December 27th.
Right. She has no guff to go to.
Right. She's still eternal, though.
No, do they have a bliss effect, even though there's no guff?
No, it's not bliss. It's nothing. She's like a void.
That's a drag. Why did humans deserve that? No more bliss death. That's pretty radical. It's a way of making them stay in the body, part of the shift, stay in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
It's like no more free poker, no more bliss state. Wow, that's a big change in human experience.
Yeah.
Very big change. Okay, so...
But see, you've come to closer and closer to what you call the resurrection morning, Bob, when all the dead in Christ shall rise. So there's some of people got to die.
You say they got to die because we're going to have a resurrection morning.
When all the dead in Christ shall rise.
Right, but they're not dying into the guff.
No, they're not.
But they got to do a final die-off.
They're doing it now. People are running around in malls, chopping people's heads off, running around screaming, waving.
Okay, listen. Yeah, I got that. So people are dying into the non-bliss dead zone to make them want to stay in the physical. That's part of the shift where everybody becomes eternal in the physical by default. Right?
We're trying not to just give you blanket rights, but yeah, because you'll leave that and you'll pull that into something else. But with this one, it's okay. You haven't hit anything too far out. It's a nebulous in-between space is what you're talking about. A nebulous in-between space. So they are visceral, but not tactile. They are, no, they're not even No. They have a ventral system, a ventric vein system, a ventricle. We can't even say it. But they don't have that. So you did. You just did. Walking
that's
dead.
That's the new dead state, what you just described,
yeah,
the kind of limbo.
Dead. That would be the way to say that.
But it sounds like this in-between state is happening to discourage humans wanting to die and leave their physical.
But they do it anyway.
Okay, so there has to be a massive die-off of humans before everybody gets eternal by default in the physical.
No, they're eternal by default now.
I know, but they're not in the physical.
Right, that's correct. Good for you.
And the goal is to stay in the physical, even though you're eternal, you can go to other dimensions, but not in the physical. So the thing is to stay in the physical. Well, I say not in the physical, but you are not in the physical. And then you are here, and you stay in the physical. Now, you used to say when the guff emptied, everybody would be eternal in the physical by default.
And they are. That's happened already. But you say, but everybody's not there yet. We go, right. That's the problem. That's the drag. That's the loop.
And do you see a mass die-off caused by the yellow caldera going off?
There'll be a lot, but not so many. The other thing will probably get it there first.
Oh, what's the other thing? I'll keep it to myself. What's the other thing?
We don't want to say. We don't want to say.
There's another thing that caused a mass die-off. And then those people, they die into the non-guff, non-bliss thing, and then somehow they will come back into the physical. Is that what you're calling the resurrection of the dead, that phrase you were saying 2 minutes ago?
Well, it's terrible. Carolyn was right.
About what?
It's called flora quintolones.
What is that?
It's what's going to cause the biggest die-off.
So I'll leave that there. Here comes the next part. Causing this change.
Well, don't say the presence. Don't say that. No, we say that you were going to ascend without us. You were going to ascend anyway, but you didn't. We say that you were going to become a god, but you hadn't. We were going to say that you were going to follow the Emmaus Road, but you weren't. So that's what this becomes, a way to get there. It's like Delta,
we
get you there, but where?
You're the second.
Well, maybe. Maybe. But that's
you altering,
but it's
do you agree? Don't keep talking over it. Do you agree that you're changing matter?
We have already. Y'all didn't. So yes, we do. Now we
yeah,
do.
And that is what that is the second coming. That's the altering of matter, the intervention.
That's exactly, but it's exactly right. That's what Ezekiel said.
So the prophecy said there'd be a change in matter, and so the body is adapting to that, and somehow adapting because the RNA is in the air, the exhalation, and that's changing this the big pharma's scientific understanding. They don't understand that they're getting wrong because the body is changing, correct? And the body's changing because it's adapting to the intervention, the second coming of ion and the eye cell.
Yeah.
Anything wrong with that sequence of statements?
It lacks insight.
What's the insight we need?
An exhalation.
An expiry of something. Nothing to do with the oxygen or, we are talking about the exhalation of the drops and people change their environment. Are you talking about a different exhalation?
Yes.
Okay, well, we, Carolyn, have to ask that.
Okay. So the exhalation that we think about is the RNA drops being exhaled. So are you saying that because we're changing matter even more that there's different types of exhalation?
Yes.
And this different type of exhalation, can it be identified, or is it just going to be crazy individual, whatever we're making up inside ourselves?
It'll become a word that you will judge humans whether they insight or not.
Have insight. He's calling the exhalation an insight, being the process of insight, Carol.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
So it doesn't mean a new idea. It's a term
percussion.
For the new kind of exhalation.
Percussion.
A bump on the head percussion?
No. Percussion. Not percussive. Percussion.
It's a bump on the head, Carol. Percussion is a bump on the head.
No. Look it up.
No, it's a clapping. It's a vibration.
Yes.
It's a type of percussion.
Yes. Excellent. That's a percussion.
Oh, you're calling the second coming a percussion, then. It's changing in frequency caused by the eye cell.
Just now. We did it just then. Yeah. Nothing we can do. Just then. Look at that. You did it, Bob. You did it. Once again, Bob.
Yeah, I got it. Question.
It's over. They ran it. They did it. They ran it any way they wanted to. Now it's time to rise and shine, honey. Time to rise and shine.
What's over? Big Pharma is over or we're over?
Oh,
what's over?
The world as you know it, Bob.
Babylon has fallen, includes the Big Pharma fallen.
Especially.
Okay.
Everything that they say that you have to, well, the same thing President Trump is doing. Every monitor that they hold dear, he's saying, fuck that. We don't need that. Get rid of that shit. You're wasting billions of dollars over nothing. You crazy people. You're just spending money to spend money to spend money. Stop it. There's no reason for us to owe $20 trillion. Just pay this money back to ourselves. Get over this with and start making some real money. Time to be great again. You crazy,
okay,
ridiculous
people. Okay, are the
people
for this? Do they like
what they absolutely are. They are thrilled to death.
They're happy
thrilled
that he's telling CNN
death.
To go fuck itself.
Thrilled to death. Mediacology is dead. Finally, it is dead. Now they're doing the news. CNN was a news station. Now they get up there, they're like damn Maury Povich trying to figure out who the baby mama is. They don't even know. They talk about, well, President Trump, he had a tweet. I don't know what he felt about the tweet, but he's going to have to talk to us. I don't know who he thinks he is. He said they spent $1 trillion at Christmas. They only spent $697 million. He was wrong again. Wrong again. We're sitting here going, Lord, suffering. Can't these people are desperate. It was a tweet. He was on the toilet. Who cares? He don't know how much they spent. How's he going to know? He's sitting in his penthouse taking this shit, sitting there saying, well, it's about $1 trillion that's been spent on Christmas because everybody feels better because they know we're going to win again. So they started spending money. It wasn't $1 trillion.
Yeah, there was a big, I was saying to Bob and whoever else yesterday that there were these four people on a panel, reporters, journalists, and they're demanding that Trump have a press conference.
Yeah.
Demanding.
Yeah, He's going to have to have us. He's going, no, I don't. No, I don't.
And Trump is the Fidel Castro. He's all changing the world. Is he doing it to bring back old capitalism? Does he know what Bob's really going to cause?
He knows about the Iron Throne, and he knows Winterfell. That's all you need to know, Bob.
Just eating pages, leaves of the Bible. What's wrong with eating the Bible, Bob? Ain't nothing wrong. You can eat the Bible if you want to. Reverend Stangman trying to eat the subgenius's bum for a long time. It never works out, but they don't.
Is Stang
no
still alive?
Barely.
Is Stang still alive?
Barely.
Well, why is he? Is he totally outraged with me and it's affecting his health?
Oh, Bob, you have no idea. It's terrible.
No, you're exaggerating, Ion.
We are not. We are not. We don't swallow either, Bob.
Does he realize I am his prophecy? I acting out to Jared Bob Dobbs, and he's pissed off that I did it.
Yes.
Look, he retired in 2012.
No, there's different bullshit stories out there. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Ian, what is the Earth that is still here? That's the form. That's the human word power.
The only thing. Really, all of it. The only part that's really left now is magnesium. That's all that's left in this earth. No, really, that's about all that's left. Everything else is about gone.
No, and we don't say magnesium anymore, and we say Remag because it's
no,
the only one.
No. We know, but the magnesium, mm-hmm. right? But it's what. See, it's going to be changed. It's going to be luminescence. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to do. But you haven't done it in the oxidation state yet.
Mm. Well, I see.
So it's
done in the oxidation state. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. But you will. And it won't be what you take in your meat sack body. Other people will be trying to die for it, but they can. It'll be okay. No worries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what does magnesium look like in the oxidized state?
Lime green.
I think I got to stop that part. Okay, so we got some more stuff here.
Yeah, We don't know. Donald Trump's always been president, Bob, so we don't know.
Donald Trump's always been president.
With Donald Trump president, when it happened, he's always been president, Bob, so nothing you can do.
Yeah. So
this is not a problem. This is not a problem. Okay, go ahead. This is not a problem, but it did occur.
Right, and it's like Ginny was the lightning rod, took the lightning.
She always does. It's what killed her dog.
Did the Hebrews find out about the significance of the lamb's blood and the ascension qualities associated with it? When they were told to smear it on the door during the first Passover.
They knew it before that. That's the representation. They knew it before that. Yes,
right, and then they knew if they're going to protect themselves, smear the powerful blood around them.
No, that was a sign on your doorpost and on your gate. The mitzvah was a sign because the death angel was going to come and kill the firstborn of every house that didn't contain that blood. And that's what's going to happen again, Bob, when the Passover lamb comes. You're having Hanukkah right now. Eight crazy nights. That flame's going to burn every night. The little candles, war after war after war. The Kohathites are coming back, Bob. The Kohathites are coming back, and they're going to rule, just like we told you they were going to. And what happens is once that Passover lamb comes again, the firstborn will surely die. And the frogs will take over, and the water will turn to blood. Oh, yeah, F.E.
People were saying that Ion predicted something would happen on Boxing Day. Did something happen, Ion?
Sure. A lot of them did it, Bob.
Yes.
It's a new spin. There's a new, every time you turn around, you think you've heard everything under the sun, like Carolyn, like she's like they're invented original sin or something. No, no. They still going to do what they do. We know that. That's not the point. The point is that each level or tier provides a new, interesting, maybe interesting, vicissitude that they never thought could happen again. Could never be. Oh, that'll never be. Oh, that could never be. Oh, no, that's a ghastly. That's terrible. No, it can't. Well, all those things that can never, never be are always being now. They be now.
Right. And in the, on the 26th, there was a lot of mob and mauling at the malls. That was.
Yeah, it is. And it's a spirit thing. See, because we also report on the spirit. You think it's just the other side. We also do the spirit side of things too.
So you're saying there are a lot of devils from the release from hell?
Let's don't call them that because those are just angels. Those are just angels. They're not released from anything. They just do what they do. So we don't want to, we're just saying, don't put that in your recording because it'll just be confusing. And then it's like, oh, the angels, la, 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 la. It's nothing like that at all. That's just angels that run around anyway. So, you know, they do what they do. So there's no problem. That part's no problem.
Someone writes a story. Why have so many celebrities died in 2016?
Yes, and
they went against Trump. Every single one of them that died went against Trump. Every single one of them. Stand before a sovereign God and rule or die. Wow. That's how that goes. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. They'll dig up Hollywood. They'll dig up the Hollywood and Vine before it's over with.
That's part of the draining the swamp.
But that's only in Hollywood, California, not in the swamp.
Oh, but the draining of Washington is what people think, but it also involves draining the Android meme and some of the figures in it. So Carrie
Fisher, that's why he's so ballsy. That's why he's, Trump is so ballsy about everything. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You think it's like that? Oh okay, oh yeah, oh yeah. I got a little something for you. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. That's it. That's right. You got you. Yeah, don't worry about that. You got that. Yeah, you got that. But it's not that at all. After a while, you see.
What was the recent thing Trump did that you really liked? Oh yeah, he told CNN, "I'm not going to be interviewed by you guys." Is he going to keep that up?
Yeah, anymore? Yeah, they're closed. Closed for business. They are now having huge all day long news stories about whether or not they're going to talk about Donald Trump's tweets. And they said, "Well, you ridiculous little thought, you're going to have to do it. That's the only way you're going to have news. You're not going to have any news otherwise." No, we're not. Yes, we are. They spend all day talking about his tweets. No news. The tweets
is the advertising that goes to CNN. Is that running
gone,
away from CNN?
Gone. Newspapers are closing. USA Today will be down to nothing in no time. They specifically went against Donald J. Trump. So their choice. Their choice.
What about the New York
their
Times?
Story. Oh, that's, they're selling that. That's for sale. Did you want it, Bob? You liked that paper, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you like that one? Oh, good for you.
I live in the Trump era.
The crossword puzzle was always good. Crossword puzzle was good. We'll give them that. We'll give them that.
That required thinking. Come on. You know, I'm not original, not creative, and not a thinker. So
fair enough. Fair enough. At least you're not arguing for your limitations. That's all that matters.
Right. So, if you had the blood in the door, the angel
death would get you. They pissed off the wrong people. Short version. They've pissed off all the wrong people. That's what's happened so far.
The
oligarchs. Say the oligarchs, because you don't know what's mediacological or what's not. You have no way to know the difference. You can't.
And you're not
say.
Talking about the New York Times.
Correct. Specifically, particular, it fits the mode. It fits the mode as soon and as easy as everything else does. But not necessarily any more than anything else does.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Good for you. That's very good, Bob. You're getting so much better.
Here's an aspect of Roxy's research. There are people who say the Basque language is older than the Sumerian. That's Sumer, S-U-M-E-R. Is that true? The Basque language is older than the Sumerian?
It is. Sumerian, yes, that's correct. Not Sumerian, Sumerian.
Right. Now, why would that area of the world, the Basque, have that kind of priority in culture, that they were an early phenomenon? Were they connected to the Moabites?
They are the Coathanites.
Oh, are the Basque regions where Coathanites lived?
Yeah, they still do.
Uh-huh. So there are a lot of Coathanites in that part of Spain, or a little north of Spain, between Spain and France. And
it's all connected.
Is it a special place?
Yeah.
Good frequency?
Yeah.
Were the Coathanites the first people to enter the fallen world for all cultures, or did different peoples from other parts of the world, other cultures fall? No, let's say ascended people fell into different parts of the world, creating different cultures. Or was it linear, and the Coathanites were the first, and then everything, the Africans came from the Coathanites, and it unfolded? What do you think, Ian? Did you get a diffusion?
It's unfoldable. It's unfoldable, but it's if you did that, in string theory, you'd never connect. But in your world, you can.
It is not true, because there was no beginning, so you don't have that linear order.
Right.
Okay. What did I learn from the surfing today, Ion?
Got to balance. The same thing Carolyn's doing.
Ah, I'm learning how to balance, Carolyn. And Carolyn stubbed her toe, and I went into the water. Two ways of approaching it. Okay.
Both times.
Is there something in the way I'm doing it that you could advise me, some factor I'm not aware of, as I do this surfing, as I keep doing it?
Keep doing it. You're going to get shin splints, but don't worry about that.
What are shin splints, Carol? Yeah, it doesn't mean skin damage. The guy was showing he crashes into the reef a lot, being a teacher, so he skinned off parts of his legs that no skin can grow back. You don't mean that level, Ion.
No, shin splints. It's when the meat on the top, it has to do with the tendon being sore.
So a Renew might help with that.
It would, and atomize the magnesium.
Atomize, what's that called? Oh, so you're saying I will, like most jocks, start to have slight injuries or aches and pains.
Not an injury, it's just this is something you're not stretching. See, because you did all the heel extensions that we told you to, so you got your calves built up, but the front of your leg, you'll use muscles balancing on the surfboard that you weren't used to using, so you're going to get what they call shin splints.
Well,
the same thing happens if you jump on an elliptical and do too much. It's just the bone on the front of your leg is like it's sore. That's all.
Is there some exercise I can do? Prepare for it.
Stand on your tiptoes, or like going up the steps, and extend up and down, like going up and down on your toes, balls of your toes.
That's a good one. So you were telling me to do that, I think, or somebody told me, but let's say it was you at 5 weeks ago. You were getting me ready for the surfing.
Yeah, we want you good at it. You're going to be a shark's dinner. We want to make you be tasty.
A shark's dinner, did you say?
If we're going to make you be a shark's dinner, we want you to be a tasty dinner.
Right. So how would I get myself to the point of surfing a 40-foot wave? Is that...
You can do it right now. Get out there. Try. That wave will come right over you, and you'll go right through it. It'll be no problem. We didn't say you stand up through it. Yeah, you go through the wave. Yeah, you go. Just let the wave do you. Don't do the wave, let the wave do you, Bob. It's Media Ecology 101.
Right, but I do not, even though I'm working on being ascended, or not working, but being ascended, that would be a foolhardy activity to run those things. Would you recommend an effort, or that involves belief that I can't survive underwater, and I create all these rules, and then therefore live and be subject to them, but if I just imagine myself as porous, as the bullet that was shot through me, I'd go right through the wave. What would I do when I rode the wave down under this enlightened state? What would I look like?
Too many words.
Well, it's one thing I'm not going to do. Now, criticize my judgment of myself for thinking I cannot do that. What did he say?
He but said, you can do that.
If I understand that I'm not human and not subject to the normal human's reactions to it.
But would, those aren't predicated on against anything. So you have nothing to gauge your knowing by. So if you're going to use that as your premise, then you'd have to cut your carotid artery to see if it were the case or not. Well, if you slit your throat, then guess what? You'll be bleeding out, and you won't make it, or you might make it, but it'd be fun to see. But you have to do something like that to know that you know that this thing or string or this theory or this position that you're embracing is going to be embraceable. Okay? And that's a good place to chop it off then. What do you think, Bob?
I think that's nice, but in no way is Carolyn going to let me surf the big wave. Right, Carolyn?
Right,
so I should listen to Carolyn? We always be told to listen to Carolyn.
We would, till better weather.
Right. And
happy days. Give it a minute. Give it one or two more times, and then you get yourself together, and it'll be fine.
Right.
She was scared of turtles till she wasn't, and then she could swim with them. It's no problem. Remember
right.
when you were scared? She was scared of the water.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
So you're
Remember?
Saying that prepare to be surprised by my abilities. I'll be excited by my abilities is what you're saying.
You are. You always impress yourself, Bob.
I just low standards. I easily impress
that's
myself.
That's right. That's right. That's
hey,
right.
Look, I'm
that's
still
right.
breathing.
Staying,
I'm still breathing.
Staying is the only one more impressed with your prowess than yourself is, Bob.
Is he actually getting starting to realize Bob may be something amazing that he never
It may be a post-genius rather than sub-genius.
Okay, well, that was a great session.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Happy days. We'll see tomorrow if you like.
All right.
Thanks, Zion.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome always.
Bye.